Welcome to Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. I'm Tim Shanahan, your host, and today we're going to talk about digital text. Is comprehension better with digital text? This blog first posted on October 7th, 2018, and reposted on November 9th, 2024, 6 years ago. The reason for the repost is because of the great amount of relevant information that has been published since it first appeared. Over these 6 years, there have been 7 additional meta-analyses, all but one concluding that we comprehend screens less well than paper. The one exception found no difference between media when it came to narrative text, possibly because most readers find these kinds of texts to be relatively easy. Nevertheless, given the great agreement among the meta-analyses, there are individual studies that contradict their conclusions. The meta-analytic differences that have been reported are not especially large. That is, the digital texts don't do as well as paper texts, but it isn't, you know, dramatic differences. And some of these analyses have concluded that students can easily surmount the digital disadvantages that the studies had identified. Newer studies confirm my introspection. The processing of texts on screen seems to be faster and shallower. Simply put, we tend to skim more when reading screens, and we're less likely to stop and think about what we're reading, which limits later memory for the information. One particularly troubling correlational study reported that the more that students read digital text at school, the lower their resulting reading comprehension. Readers not only comprehend screens more poorly than paper, but according to this study, digital reading diminishes comprehension ability. But again, there's discrepant information on this point too, making it uncertain whether digital reading experiences are really detrimental in the long run. I'm sticking to my original contention that researchers and teachers should be trying to figure out how to prepare kids to read digitally more scrupulously. I'm not disputing the new research. I think it's certain that people read digitally less well, and I'm also concerned that this might hinder how well kids can read in the long run. However, most of my professional reading is now on screens rather than paper. All my newspaper reading is digital, and even much of my entertainment reading takes place on my iPad. Whether we read light beams as well as ink is not the determining factor. Digital reading is on us like white rice these days, and we'd better prepare students for success in this electron-driven literacy universe. So originally, this blog set out to answer the question, do we read digitally as well as we read paper texts? And here was my response to the question. I've been asked this provocative question 3 times in 3 weeks. Once I was presenting a workshop on how to teach college-bound high schoolers to handle complex text on tests like the ACT. This group wanted to know if it mattered whether students were tested digitally or with paper. Testing studies report performance differences favoring paper. Last week, I was on a panel at Reading as Fundamentals National Reading Coalition, a meeting of literacy providers, policymakers, and business leaders. This time, the question was posed by Kathleen Ryan Muffson, Director of Global Citizenship for Pitney Bowes, a major player in digital communications. She wanted to know about the importance of digital literacy and learning, which opens issues of access, precision of understanding, and student preference. Then, Friday, I was with a particularly thoughtful group of middle school teachers in Indiana. They asked the question straight up and were pretty sure that digital was better than paper because of technological affordances, such as easy in-text access to a dictionary, and because these kids are growing up digitally, the so-called digital natives. Must be something in the water. My answer? We don't read as well digitally as we do on paper. When texts are short, a page or less, and comprehension demands light, what's the main idea? We do pretty well with either kind of text. But as learning demands increase and the texts are more extensive, paper wins hands down. Like those Indiana teachers, students tend to think they can read best digitally. But tests of their comprehension reveal that they're wrong. Years ago, knowing such questions would come my way, I did a little self-study. I read a novel silently, usually prior to bedtime. I read another novel aloud to my youngest daughter. So I was reading one silently, one aloud. I listened to one on books on tape when I drove to work. And I read Dracula on my computer. Thanks, Gutenberg Project. This was before we were reading on phones and iPads and things like that. We were reading on computers hooked up to the internet. Now, my personal sense of the matter at the time was that I was hurrying when I was reading digitally. As with current research findings, I was fine with the major plot points, but it seemed like my understanding was fragile and, well, not especially deep. For me at that time, reading online was more like skimming than reading. I was moving too fast. Since then, technology has improved and I've grown used to such reading. Engineers have improved digital texts in lots of ways. We can now download text so that we're no longer online. Page sizes and formatting are more like those of real books, and screen illumination has improved too. There are even ways in which tech books are demonstrably better. I can increase font sizes, which at my age I love, and I can set screen illumination so that I can read with the lights out, which lets Cindy sleep. I spend a lot of time on airplanes, and portability matters, so being able to bring along text version of a dozen books and as many magazines is a definite win. These days, I often read digitally for work and pleasure much more often than before. Nevertheless, reading digitally is still a different experience. One loses the sensory pleasures of the page, and navigation can be disorienting. I can't always go back and locate what I'm looking for. I still have a sense that I'm going too fast and perhaps reading too superficially, though that might just be me. Researchers found that readers do make shorter fixations when reading digitally, but that wasn't true of younger readers. Dillon and Singer and Alexander have conducted the most complete and thorough meta-analyses of these issues, the former looking at all the pre-1992 studies and the latter all the work since Dillon. Now, that'd be all the work up to the point where I dropped this blog originally. And as I indicated, there are seven more of these meta-analyses that have been conducted since. Now, both of those early meta-analyses concluded that we don't comprehend digital as well as paper, and that the disparity is as true for so-called digital natives as for people like me. Digital geezers? Well, apparently, scrolling a screen is more memory disruptive than simply turning a page. Digital reading is also often interrupted by multitasking. 67% of readers don't last 10 minutes before they're messaging or shopping during reading. Boy, that'll hurt your reading comprehension. Of course, this is all a bit complicated. Reading a PDF file on one's computer is different from reading a test passage on an online state exam or from reading Prairie Fires for pleasure on my iPad. They differ in navigability, user-friendliness, and how likely one is to be tempted to do other things instead of reading. No, comprehension is not always suppressed or limited by digital text, but it happens often enough that we should be concerned. One study found students grasp major plot points of a story digitally, but that they were deficient when it came to making connections of other text points with the plot. Marianne Wolfe agonized over the potential losses to patience and persistence and depth of thought that could result from a daily diet of the short, peripatetic text excursions characteristic of much digital reading. I suspect here she was thinking a lot about social media. Oh, and may I add that lots of people don't enjoy reading digitally as much as they do paper texts. The last couple of scholastic surveys reported that the overwhelming majority of kids much prefer books. Digital reading is superficial, less understandable, and less enjoyable for most people. Sounds like we should get rid of it. Only fools would invest in digital texts for their instructional programs, right? I strongly disagree. Digital text is here to stay. There are all kinds of economic and social reasons why this is likely true. But what matters is that if I'm correct, then kids, well, all of us really, are going to need to learn to read such texts effectively. Two things must happen. First, many other writers have argued that text engineers should continue to beaver away at making digital reading environments more supportive. Instead of trying to make text readers prefer books, they should think about producing better digital tools. Tech environments seem to alter reading behavior. Perhaps technological modifications could slow us down or get us to move around in text more productively. Second, we as teachers need to make students aware of their tech fallibility. Instead of romanticizing the tech savviness of everyone born since the first Apple sprung from the head of Steve Jobs, we should be teaching humility. Young people aren't as good with these tools as they think they are, and the digital tools, while solving some problems, pose others. Kids vary in their ability to locate information on Google, to evaluate such information, or to understand it. Basic reading comprehension ability helps with these things, as does amount of world knowledge. But even when those are high, students struggle to take advantage of the affordances of digital text or even to comprehend what they read digitally. Interestingly enough, not everyone's comprehension is impaired by digital text. Singer and Alexander found a group of college students who did better with it. They slowed themselves and became more careful when reading digitally, unlike me and most of the students that Singer and Alexander studied. We should be teaching students strategies for digital reading, fostering ways of reading that allow students to overcome the limits of how they adapt their reading behaviors to the screens. We should also teach them efficient ways of navigating in different screen environments, arrows, sitemaps, breadcrumb trails, nonlinear navigation, and how to evaluate the trustworthiness of the digital information they read. Students don't comprehend digital text as well as they do paper text, but they must, and they could. And that's the last word on that topic. Now, if you're interested in a written copy of this, which is a little bit interesting, given that you can go online and get it digitally, and you could download it to paper. One of the benefits to going to see it online is that you can also see the 17 research references that are included in this particular podcast. There's also a link there to 27 comments that readers made on the earlier version of this entry that you might find interesting. A lot of times those comments are every bit as good as anything that I've put into the blog or the podcast. With that, I would like to thank our sound engineer, Greg Johnson, for making this listenable for all of you, and thank you for dropping in. I look forward to seeing you up the road a piece.